Hello?
Yeah.
Hello, Mr. President. I've talked to Colonel Wrighty. His reaction is not affirmative now. He says this is exactly the same as what the Presidential Emergency Board amounted to, that he just spent $40,000 on that proceeding. He doesn't have another $40,000, but we talked quite a while about it, and he's not going to reject it out of hand. He would, of course, go immediately for arbitration that was binding. But he says he cannot go tonight without talking with some other people about he cannot say yes on this so-called voluntary arbitration. I wondered if he could end up somewhere like this. In the meantime, I urge that the parties renew their efforts to find a procedure for settling this dispute. And I'm asking that the Secretary of Labor and Governor Bryan confer together and give me their recommendations about this. Does that help?
Now, let me get the pen and pencil and write this down. What does he have to spend $40,000 for?
Oh, to present his case. For a board. You see, they just went through in November or December. They just went through exactly the same procedure. It's pretty hard to fault him on his objection to doing it all over again.
Well, what solutions does he have?
Eddie, he says he will go immediately and write this minute for arbitration. Which the results would be binding.
So he'd be for compulsory arbitration, not voluntary.
I tell you, it's not compulsory in the sense of law, but compulsory in the sense of the conclusion would be binding. I wonder if, would the governor be in a position to join in the statement with you that you'd propose to do everything possible to support the recommendations of that board? Well, I can talk with the governor about that tomorrow.
Yeah.
What you need is only is an action, something to add to that. Incidentally, that statement I read to you will be all right, that you've got will be all right with Lighty.
I should
also add on that, he has issued a statement, too, saying that he's shocked at what's happened.
All right, now what do we add here? What are you suggesting?
In the meantime, I think that ends up by talking about the FBI. In the meantime, I urge that the parties renew their efforts to find a way of settling this dispute. I'm asking that Governor Bryan and the Secretary of Labor.
Ask the Secretary of Labor to contact Governor Bryan.
All right. So that they can confer together and give me their recommendations about this. Then what I would work on with Bryan would be to try to get him to agree, in effect, that he would support the recommendations of such a board as this. And I take it our inclination would be the same way, wouldn't it? So I'd get in touch with him in the morning about that, and would think that perhaps with that I could bring Lighty around to this, although I'm not sure. He may say, well, it'll either have to be binding or... I can't do it again.
We'll try it anyway, Potter. Any other news?
No. Have you heard about the shipment of lard to Cuba?
No.
Through Canada?
No.
Well, we heard that just out of the office. We've got somebody working on it now. There's a report on the ticker that 20,000 pounds of lard are being sold privately to a Canadian group for transshipment to Cuba, which doesn't sound good to me, but we got in touch with Agriculture and with Mac Monday just before I left the office. So I said,
had either of them ever heard of it?
No, they had not.
We got an editorial down here, a real mean one in the Democratic paper. saying we got to have a Cuban policy, and we haven't got any. We don't, when our allies continue to sell them, we don't do anything about it. It's not working, and so on and so forth.
My reaction to the Canadian Merchant story was definitely bad. You want me to follow that up?
Yeah.
Is that your offhand reaction?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Anything that even spool of threads bad that goes to Cuba.
Okay, I got to touch on that one.
Okay.